That is a familiar sound. You might think that the toilets would be one area of life beyond the reach of those pesky Brussels bureaucrats. Well, think again. The European Commission is poised to unveil the Euroflush, at least that's what it's being called, a new standard for environmentally friendly cisterns. It's being set at 5 litres of water for lavatories and 1 litre for urinals. Raymond Martin is a man who knows his porcelain. He represents bathroom equipment makers here in Britain. He's also a board member of the World Toilet Association. What did he think about the new standard?
The standard cistern that is fitted to most toilets these days flushes about 9 litres of water. And really there's no need for that amount of water to be used. It is a very valuable source, a very valuable commodity. And there's no reason why it, we couldn't cut that down to a much smaller amount, maybe 5 or 3 litres or whatever the European are talking about now.
It's not going to be compulsory, though, this, is it? It sounds to me like another one of these marketing gimmicks or schemes. It would just give system makers who make smaller systems or lower capacity systems the chance to promote their eco credentials with a little label, right?
Well, I think that could be right, but I mean, over the last lot of years, we've seen things like water-saving devices, fitted to homes and fitted to offices and buildings all over the country. And it's a growing thing. I think we're all concerned environmentally about the use of water and the use of electricity and different things. We've even seen things like rainwater capture being used to flush toilets in various places where they actually capture the rainwater and use it through systems rather than bringing water out of the ground.
I guess the big question, though, is do ecosystems, these smaller systems, say at 5 litre capacity, do they really do the job? I've got one at home, and without going into too much detail, I've got to say I'm not sure that they do.
It depends really whether we're trying to just get rid of urination or whether we're trying to get rid of, an actual deposit we put into the toilet. In most cases, 9 litres of water is more than sufficient and certainly is way too much to be used if we're just going to the toilet to urinate. A litre or 2 litres of water is quite sufficient to take that away, so we're wasting 6 or 7 litres every time we flush the toilet, and we tend to urinate 2 or 3 times during the day and maybe just sit down once in the day. So there's no reason why we should be flushing 9 litres of water away every time we simply go to have a pee.
No, but on the other hand, I guess, if you've got a 5 litre cistern and you have to end up flushing it twice, then you're going to end up wasting more water than you save.
Is absolutely the correct answer. You've seen also things like dual flush systems, which are all over the place, particularly in hotels and places like that. You see these systems now where you have a small flush or a large flush. They're very, very good, and it's something we are getting used to. But we are creatures of habit. When we go to the toilet, we just tend to flush whatever there is away, but we want to get rid of it because we take it as a foreign matter or whatever, and we want to get rid of it. And we will use whatever is available to us. Water is a very precious commodity, and I really do think that we are very wasteful as a nation, and as a European nation as well. We are very wasteful people. We've had the good years, and we now need to think about austerity. We now need to think about pulling in our ropes and whatever, tightening things down.
Austerity toilets.
Austerity toilets, isn't that what it is?
Have you got one at home yourself?
I use a special bag that goes inside the cistern, which reduces the amount of water that's inside the cistern.
Does that give you the flushing capacity that you need?
It works very, very well. There are times when, just as you said before, I have to flush twice.
Really? So you end up flushing twice as well?
Absolutely. I think
so
it's all about...
Is the system sort of falling over a bit then? Cistern or system, if you like?
I think it's like everything. We're learning, and these things are going to get better and better. We have a conference coming up very shortly, and we've got an organisation coming along to show us a new cistern which actually has compressed air and actually uses less water, but it also uses a blast of air to take the deposits and stuff away. So
the ultimate toilet.
The ultimate toilet. And I mean, it's like vacuum toilets on airplanes, whatever. They use vacuum as opposed to using a lot of water because you can't carry that amount of water on a plane. So we're always looking, as the BTA, we're looking at new technologies, and we're encouraging, new developments all the way through to see, what is the best way of doing this stuff.
A clearly flushed Raymond Martin, Managing Director of the British Toilet Association.